Better get dressed.
Dressed?
Showmanship, remember?
We headed for camp. I asked, you bring any of your men with you?
Some. More will straggle in.
Good. I won't have to use Sindawe.
Chapter 36. Goja.
I felt like a fool in the get-up lady put on me. A real Ten Who Were Taken costume. Baroque black armor with little threads of bloody light slithering over it. Made me look about 9 feet tall when I was up on one of those black stallions. The helmet was the worst. It had big black wings on the side, a tall gizmo with fluffy black feathers on the crown, and what looked like fire burning behind the visor. One eye thought it would look intimidating as hell from a distance. Goblin figured my enemies would laugh themselves to death. Lady got into an outfit just as outrageous. Black, grotesque helmet, fires. I sat there on my horse, feeling weird. My people were ready. One eye sent Frogface to watch the enemy. Lady's helpers brought shields and lances and swords. The shields had grim symbols on them, the lances matching pennons. She said, I've created two nasties. With luck, we can turn them into something with an image like the Taken. Their names are Widowmaker and Lifetaker. Which one do you want to be? I closed my visor. Widowmaker. She fish-eyed me a good 10 seconds before she told somebody to hand me my stuff. I took all my old familiar hardware along, too. Frogface popped up.
Get ready, Chief. They're about to hit the water.
Right. Spread the word. I glanced right. I glanced left. Everyone and everything was ready. I had done all I could. It was in the hands of the gods or the jaws of fate. Frogface was down in the mist when the enemy hit the water. He popped back. I gave a signal. 100 drums started pounding. Lady and I crossed the ridgeline. I guess we made a good show. Over in the fortress, people scurried around and pointed. I drew the sword Lady had given me, gestured for them to turn back. They did not. I would not have in their place, but I'll bet they were damned uneasy. I advanced down the hill and touched that burning blade to the charcoal strip. Flame ripped across the slope. It burned out in 20 seconds, but left the charcoal glowing. I got back quickly. The fumes were powerful. Frogface popped up.
They're pouring across now, Chief.
I could not yet see them through the mists. Tell them to stop the drums. Instant silence. Then the clangor of troops in the mist, and their cursing and coughing in the sulfur-laden air. Frogface returned. I told him, tell Mogaba to bring them over. The drums started talking again. March them in a straight line, I muttered. That's all I ask, Mogaba. March them in a straight line. They came. I dared not look to see how they were doing, but they passed me soon enough, and they were holding formation. They assumed positions across the slope from the creek, then down to the river on the left, with the hinge between legions at the road. Perfection. The enemy began coming out of the mist, swirling it, staggering, disordered, coughing furiously, cursing. They encountered the barrier of charcoal and did not know what to do. I gestured with my sword. Missiles flew.